This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday on the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Black Friday shoppers, listen closely and shoot us a text if you can. 585-252-WBEE with Terry, TJ. I'm Chris Kanya. TJ's probably the vet as far as Black Friday shoppers go, right?
Oh,
you had it down to a science for years and years and years. I want to ask you, since you're so experienced at this, do you think there'll ever be a day where you get up from Thanksgiving dinner and go to the store to get the deals ever again? Or will this be something we sit around and tell our grandchildren about going, yeah, back in the day?
It doesn't seem to be looking like it's ever going to go back. We'll just go forward. There's just more stores that are closed on Thanksgiving. At first, it was just a few retailers, major box stores or whatever, choosing, okay, we're not opening until 5 a.m. Now, nothing was open until 5 a.m. on Friday.
So 5 a.m. still a thing?
Yes.
Okay, so this past weekend, stores were open 5 a.m. because I remember I got dragged to a Black Friday shopping spree once. The girl I was dating, 4 o'clock in the morning, had to get up before I even knew what 4 o'clock in the morning was, because it was before radio.
Yeah.
And I shopped and shopped and shopped. She got all her stuff, and I ended up buying 6 gift cards for my brother and sisters. My brothers and sisters for Christmas, which I could have gotten any day. So that was my first
last time. See, I'm very specific with knowing what I'm going for. And trust me, I put things in my cart and go, nope. If it's not on sale or something for someone else, I am putting it back. It takes, I don't know, it takes discipline. It's not for everyone, because it's hard to, because everything looks so great, and it's, you know, you want to add to your collection of whatever, or you want this shirt, or you want that coat. No, put it back. I'm here specifically to get X, Y, and Z, and only because they're on sale today only. So I'm very strict about that.
I don't even look at Black Friday flyers or whatever, ads.
Today's your day?
Yeah, I do a lot of Cyber Monday. Yes.
See,
I did some at midnight on Thanksgiving night. So it was, you know, but although I don't think anything went on sale at midnight that I couldn't have gotten earlier in the day. It's just that that's what I typically did, was stay up till midnight, my little iPad in bed with me, and I shop.
Yeah, I bet you're a lot less sore doing that.
This text says definitely won't be open on Thanksgiving again, as it should be.
Yeah.
I look at the ads online and have a list of stuff I need to get. Let's just say I went to Walmart Friday at 3 in the afternoon and it was very, very dead.
Wow.
Everything was there. It was all quite civilized.
What?
And no one. So the days of also, I mean, granted, I think people have learned other ways to find deals and shop because of the pandemic. And, you know, I mean, last Black Friday, I believe we had to have masks and, you know, some stores weren't doing the early morning sale.
Sure. I just remember Saturday morning coming along and you see that video of everyone going after the TV pile at the Walmart.
Yeah. Yep.
None of that.
None of that? No?
No.
Wow.
No. And then we took a lunch at Jose Joe's.
Nice.
And burgers and burritos in Greece, and then went back out to the west side to finish. And people were like just getting up, like wandering in to grab the sales stuff.
So this is going to be like ancient footage that we show,
yes,
like an old war or something.
Unless,
With the sliding doors busting down before poor associates running out of the way.
Yeah, and people getting, you know, it's not funny. They were getting hurt in the mad dash to get to the electronics department for the $50 85-inch TVs.
Oh. R.I.P. Black Friday.
I mean, what? Remember when we used to beat each other over Cabbage Patch dolls?
Aww. Good old days. So great.
And Power Rangers.
Nintendo Wii's.
Ninja Turtles. Give me that. Poo.
You were a good holiday, Black Friday. We'll never forget you.
No.
And all the bumps and bruises and overtime that EMT drivers would get.
So
days so where it caused mall security to quit on the spot.
Exactly.
You will be missed.
Cops saying, we don't get paid enough for this.
It's all over.
People running others over with carts.
Blue air.
Good old days.
Foul language.
Happy I got to live in a time where that existed.
Yeah, me too.
I feel very grateful and blessed.
Very sad time.
This text says, don't forget the Tickle Me Elmo shenanigans.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
What's that item you went out for Black Friday for, whether it was this past weekend or the past 10, 15 years? Tickle Me Elmo was a humongous one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was, if you got your hands on it.
Yep.
It was gold. There was one year I couldn't find a Hatchimal.
That was recent, right?
Yeah. Well,
5, 10 years?
5, 10 years. And actually, it was one of the first years I started here. So it was more like eight years ago.
That's not that recent. Okay.
8 years ago, because a listener got their hands on one, but had bought two and didn't need to. So I had to meet a listener in the parking lot of the McDonald's after close and exchanged money for this Hatchimal. So my kid would have one on Christmas
morning. This is every Christmas movie. This is Jingle All the Way.
It is. It was me, but it wasn't as exciting because
Turbo Man.
Because that's what. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, what if it's a crazy person? The nicest lady.
Always is. I swear.
Nicest lady. So like, you know, I hope it doesn't make you nervous. I've never done that. I'm like, me neither. So sweet.
See, we wanted video games. So Nintendo 64. I remember my uncle brought one over. I was like, are you rich? He brought over a Nintendo 64 for us all to share.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
That's
and then
so funny.
Nintendo Wii was a big one. But I was already working full-time in the workforce during Nintendo Wii. So I was doing the buy-in, the extra, selling it for a little bit more.
Yeah. That's fun. I remember when, now this is going back a bit. But I remember my nephew looking at me saying, you guys, you have a Beta and a VHS and a video camera. Are you guys rich?
I love little kids when they're trying to figure out if you're rich.
I'm like, no, we're not rich.
Right.
We're making payments on all of them.
Wow. Have you paid off your Beta yet?
I have. Wow. I am a very proud owner of a paid-in-full Betamax.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.